Barbara?
Yes, Michael.
Hey, what's up? All right, I'm getting on the 405 South here. So let's rip this podcast out. Here we are at 7:58 on, what is it, Good Friday, April 10th, I believe. Yes, April 10th. And boy, April's been a hell of a month, I got to tell you. I take the hell out, but yeah, it's there. I don't know. How you doing? You holding up?
Yes, I am holding up, actually. I know that everything is pretty grim, and I've read a lot of very grim stuff, and I've read some hopeful stuff, and I tend to be a glass half full person. So I believe that humanity usually has a way of bouncing back, and we're a very creative and resourceful species. And a lot of us have some great immune systems, which you're going to need in order to avoid catastrophe with this particular virus. But I'm keeping myself safe, and I hope you're doing the same. And all of the people that I love and cherish are safe and sound. I don't know anyone that's sick personally, which I'm really happy about. But I have talked to people that know people that are sick, so I guess we just have to take it day by day and see how it plays out, and try to make smart decisions for ourselves in the meantime. We just have to live carefully and smartly for a while.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't have any pithy banter for this situation other than, oh boy. Well, the question is a couple of questions. First question, do you think the majority of the people actually paid their rent? Individuals and companies. There's data. I don't know how correct
it
is.
So. At least I think if they didn't pay their rent, they made a negotiation to pay something, or they made some attempt at dealing with the rent situation, because people really don't know how long this is going to last or not last. And honestly, you don't want to get into a contentious situation with your landlord or your tenant if you don't need to. So, you know, if everyone can make an effort to either pay or be conciliatory, that just makes things go a little smoother and a little less stressful during a stressful time. So I haven't heard that a lot of people didn't pay.
Yeah, well, I don't think you've been ringing up at the tea hour. Excuse me, did you pay?
Well, by heard, I mean, I'm just asking a question. In all of the media coverage that I've been reading, some of it more esoteric.
Well, you must be reading some different. Stuff than me, because I mean, you know, I am in the real estate business, and what I'm saying is that people are tapping out, making adjustments. And you remember that ad the other day for the coronavirus attorneys regarding the a business interruption and the force majeure aspects of leases.
That's going to be going to turn any situation into a profit, if possible. Take, for instance,
I don't suggest profit.
Sometimes there are people that cannot resist the opportunity of a crisis or a tragedy in order to figure out how they can make a buck. So that's
okay. I'm not talking about that when you talk about profit. I'm just saying I don't see this being profitable for anybody other than people like Sam Zell, the gravedigger. And I'm sure that's who we need to see what he has to say right now. Well, sell. He's not selling. Well, he did. What he sold at the top of the market. He should be healthy and ready to go right now. Time to do business. So I don't see profit for the people that are like furloughed or the small businesses that are like shuttered, and let's just call it what it is, they're shuttered.
Will do okay during this period. That might even increase their profit margins during this period. Certain essential businesses will do okay, and the employees of some of those businesses will actually make some overtime and maybe do a little better during this time. Although,
That's the thing. You didn't even say they'll get more money. They're just going to get overtime.
Well, it's more money. The thing is, the risks that they have to take in order to get that extra money are great.
And that's the unfair part about it. Now they're all of a sudden essential, like the firemen and the police or whoever else, the soldiers. I mean, sailors, airmen, no one leave nobody out, astronauts. Okay, did I cover everybody? Yeah, I think so.
Doctors and nurses, all those.
What are we going to do? Money,
but they're really, really risking their lives, or they're getting sick and dying.
Well, now, see, that's something else. I haven't seen a whole lot of people with colds, to tell you the truth. Now, it could be all the hand washing doing. And I know
symptoms,
New York.
The symptoms
have you actually seen anybody?
The symptoms of this virus are not cold-like.
That's some 1984. Yeah, 1984. But you continue. Now, what's the symptoms? No symptoms.
The symptoms are not cold symptoms, and they're not flu symptoms. They're not. This is not a flu.
Well, what are the symptoms? I mean, let's just educate our listeners. I mean,
fever. It can be fever and nausea and headache, difficulty breathing.
But it doesn't have to be fever.
Most people get a fever. Some people get a sore throat, some don't. But, you know, when you get a cold or flu, flu usually are throwing up and have diarrhea. And that happens to a few people, but that's not like what happens to everybody. That's not a common thing. So it doesn't really act the same way that the flu does, in the way it debilitates your body. And as a matter of fact, I had even sent you.
We're not doctors. We don't give health advice. We don't know what we're talking about. I'm just making sure it's on the record. I'm not. She isn't either.
I sent you something that my friends.
You didn't send me anything. I never got anything from you.
Yes. I did send it to you today. Yes. If
what is
it? It's in your email. It was in the nursing journal and some national nursing journal. My friend, who's an emergency room nurse, found it and copied it and sent it out to her friends on Facebook. And it's a medical description of exactly how this virus represents and how it acts in the body and what it does to shut your body down. It's a technical thing.
I don't say it's correct or incorrect, but we can put the link.
But I did send it to you,
Good. We'll put the links in the podcast notes or if I can find some place to jam it. Wow. Well, I know the Cheesecake Factory said, was it the Cheesecake Factory? I don't want to say it incorrectly. Yes, it was the Cheesecake Factory. I believe they said they're not going to pay their rent. It makes sense. No revenue, no rent. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, but what you're saying isn't making sense, so I don't know if you're breaking up or not.
Oh, I'm on the freeway.
Did you say anything about the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes, I said the Cheesecake Factory. I believe that's the restaurateur that... But nowhere in the country they're going to pay their rent. They said it, and then we're telling you in advance, April 1st, you're not getting nothing. Okay, now, the workers for the Cheesecake Factory, obviously, they're not getting nothing because they're closed. Few little takeout here and there, whatever. I don't know if they have takeout.
They
do. Check.
They have takeout. But they have a big takeout business, actually.
Yeah, the whole place is takeout now because you can't go in.
Yeah, but you can still take out. And listen, you can take out because they'll bring it outside for you.
Barbara, they're not paying rent. It's the point. Let's not argue about takeout.
Well, then
we're
maybe the landlord's going to lock the door on them.
He can't do that. That's why I said the government's going to have to backstop all rent, all property transactions that are, you know, of a debt nature or a leasehold interest nature. No other way it's going to work. They can't just, I mean, it's going to be anarchy out here. Some guy's going to open up his shop. The owner's sitting in there talking about, you don't have to worry, my friend. I've already cleared it out for you. Where's my stuff? Okay, we got shootouts between landlord and tenant. I mean, you know, it can get real crazy. So that's why they had to say no eviction for whatever periods around the country, they said.
And I same think thing they for said commercial. 60 days or 90 days or something.
No, LA said no evictions for a year.
Where did you hear
LA
that?
LA County.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I know, but it's no here. That's why I wrote my next article about did you get the rent? No, they didn't get the rent. They're not going to get the rent, and that's the problem.
I didn't know it was a year. That's just in LA County.
What are you doing? Are you working on an old Model T?
No.
I mean, what's that noise?
I'm not working on an old Model T. I was looking for something.
Well, what are you looking for?
I found it.
If I may ask.
Oh, I was looking good. For the top of a glass dish so I could.
Don't tell me. That's okay. I mean, I know we're at home working or whatever
well,
we
you
call
asked
this.
Me what I was
self-isolation
for, I
in prison. I know. So, Barbara, are you concerned any about the civil liberties aspect of this?
Yes. I do not think they should be threatening, as the World Health Organization suggested, that they take a tally of who's sick and who's not by coming to your home and having some kind of permission to just enter your home and search around.
Man,
that sounds pretty extreme in terms of.
It sounds exactly like it could be plausible if they keep like in their close-up. It's time for what they say politics is, show business for ugly people. So, I mean, oh, it's time for me to tell them nothing. But you're going to tell us the death meter went up? Fine. Where's all these dead people at? I haven't seen them. Okay.
Now, Michael, there have been lots and lots of dead people. As a matter of fact, there are truck morgues in New York City that are filled with dead bodies. So, just because you're not seeing it happen in Long Beach, California, and I'm not seeing it happen in Orange County,
I don't say that it's not happening.
Doesn't mean that people aren't dying. So,
okay, what I like to know, what I like to know is, are they normal? Let's take out the Farmer's Almanac or some other said in a book and compare deaths last year at this time to this year at this time and see how we're tracking. I mean, it's morbid that we're even discussing something such
well,
as this, but still.
We're probably losing people to regular flu and to heart attacks and to cancer and to all the other things that we lose people to every year.
I just like to see how much more it is.
But this year,
is it more?
We're also losing people to a strange and foreign virus that was probably manufactured on purpose that we don't have a cure for. So that makes these infections and deaths a little more unusual and a little scarier, I would say. A lot scarier.
Well, this is
and
nobody asked.
It's happening quickly. The people get sick and die.
Okay, that's
quickly.
Fine. You made your point. You made your point, but I'd like to just say this. I'd like to know, this time last year, how many people died globally? And now,
I guess you have
how
to,
many people died
have
globally?
To Google it.
Well, I'm driving. Can you attempt that feat?
Yeah, I can.
The audience is listening. Hey,
well,
you
the
guys,
audience
let's count
is going
it.
To have to wait for me to Google it. So
okay, let's see how long it takes. I'm really
a
new to this.
Time.
You're under pressure.
Why don't you start your stopwatch? Oh, you can't.
Line. It is time for you to execute your duties.
Since I'm not your straw line, I don't have any duties.
Well, obviously, you did not do your apprenticeship correctly. No, really. I really want to see. Is it that many more? How much did it move the meter? The chart's coming anyway. They're going to overlay that chart over the global warming charts they see. Since you guys were in the house, everything went down. So less people is better for the environment. Woo! Let that settle in. And he'll lay the two charts over. So let's just do the work for him now, Barbara. Will you just get that one?
I'll try.
Okay. With my okay, about an hour gone. No, I'm just playing. Man, I wish traffic was like this all the time. You can get anywhere. I mean, the freeways are a good construct if you can use them like this. This is wonderful. Still a lot of people out here. Where I mean, what's all the essential business they're doing? Being in the real estate, everything I do is essential. I'm looking at buildings. That's essential. Move along, officer. You don't get out the car, man. Shut up. What? Freeway chase. But the good thing is, the freeway's clear. Now I just couldn't do it in this car. No, I'm just a bit of humor. Trying to keep myself sane here, people. Okay, Barbara, I mean, day now, I mean. Do I know? Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to search for this thing that you specifically asked for.
That's okay. Did you see the thing about the girl who went to the doctor? And they didn't even check her at all. She said, what's the symptom? She said, blah, blah, blah. You got to hear this. She said, yeah, I feel something. They said, you got the coronavirus. There's a video I put up. I mean, a lot of this is just people get caught up and want to believe they're fighting something. They might not be fighting a damn thing.
Okay, so I did get some things popping up.
Sure, what is it?
I have to look. Here's how projected COVID-19 fatalities compare to other...
I don't want that. I want to know how many deaths last year. Don't substitute the information that was requested for something that's not. That's not it. Try again.
You know seriously. What? You didn't even let me finish. And if you're going to do that, then I'm going to stop looking.
Okay, I'm just saying projected COVID deaths. Who's projecting that? The World Health Organization? I want to know how many people died last year at this time versus now. How many people died
so
now?
Far,
that's it.
This,
simple. We
so
look at the
two. So far this season, flu deaths total 24,000 to 63,000. Now,
well,
I did ask about last.
That's
year,
nice to know that.
But
that's not what. That, okay, then say that. Don't do that.
Well,
don't
I
give people something
question,
they don't want.
I asked him my question for a comparison of just this year as opposed to last year. That's what I asked for.
Yeah, I forget about it. I do it myself. It's all right. Just forget about it. It's okay. I believe that it's probably not that outsized. I really.
November 1st, 2019, 8 o'clock a.m. To protect your real estate, remember that it's a bundle of sticks. Written by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. What is real estate, really? Most people might say it's the land and/or structures appurtenant to it. I agree with that. I should. I came up with it. But I think owners should also consider what is referred to as the bundle of rights theory. This is where all the rubber hits the road. People work hard on acquiring properties, improving them, flipping them, leasing them out, etc. The type of property doesn't matter. The bundle of rights is your real estate. Anyone who owns a fee or has a long or short-term lease has a bundle of rights that can be conveyed. I want to discuss the concept of fee ownership that anyone owning real estate, from land to skyscrapers, has. Let's think about the Egyptian pyramids. What the pharaohs had was really just a supersized bundle of rights. The pharaohs could build on and utilize the land they owned in any fashion they wished. No restraint on their bundle of rights. In modern times, there are restraints on ownership that in most cases are known in advance and made easily available to the public. There are also cases where the rights of an owner may change due to nothing that the owner could lay a magnifying glass to, such as rent control. For the most part, you can find out information on any restraint to ownership prior to purchase. At times, there will be a groundswell against your bundle of sticks. At others, it's an outright attempt at a taking. Ancient Egyptians didn't have to worry about such matters, but if you're a real estate owner today, you should. An easy way to look at this theory is to imagine a bundle of sticks and string. This bundle has a finite total number of sticks. This bundle represents your total fee simple ownership, the most complete form of property ownership there is, of the sticks. The string holding them together is your deed. Of the utmost importance is that you try to stay on top of matters as they relate to your sticks. A new bond measure? Check your sticks. Voter indebtedness? Better check on how that affects your sticks. Property owners must be aware and advocate for their ownership positions. What happens behind closed doors can affect your rights and property value. Be mindful. The point is, those sticks represent almost the entirety of your ownership rights. So, what should you do with a bunch of sticks and string? Nothing at all if that's what you want. Many would agree that doing nothing is a right. However, some cities are now introducing taxes to fee owners who choose not to rent or otherwise convey their property with a vacancy tax. What you should do is look at why you bought the property. Did it meet your expectations? If so, congratulations. If not, let's look at your bundle. All of your sticks are there, and the string too. I ask, why do you still have all of your sticks? We have to talk about conveyances. In simple terms, a conveyance is giving to another a right to use something you possess exclusively. If you purchased your property to produce a gain solely based on the ownership, then you need to get that going. So if you own your home and rent it out, you have made a conveyance. You still own the property, but you have conveyed your exclusive use for something of value to you. If you look at any interaction where you use real estate, for instance, a parking lot, the owner can put up a chain and leave it vacant forever as long as the owner pays the taxes and a few other things. Whether or not that would be a smart choice depends on the person. For most, it would not be. So, as an owner, you convey. Charging for parking at $25 per hour is a type of conveyance. Each of your sticks represents a divisible share of your fee ownership. The sticks are the real estate. Convey some of them. Build a building if it's within your rights. Check the zoning and planning as it relates to do so. Do you have the money to erect a building, build a house, or paint lines on the ground? Convey some of those rights and get some cash. That's your right also. When you exchange the usage of your property for a value for a defined period, you have made a conveyance. When you lease your property, you give the tenant the right to use a portion of your sticks for a, hopefully defined, period of time in exchange for value. How many sticks you convey is up to you and what the market will accept. Any time you don't have the absolute right of possession is a type of conveyance. So if you look at the real estate this way, you will have to look at the implications of your actions on your bundle of rights. The key thing is you must not only care for the upkeep and income stability of the property, but also the intangibles as they affect your ownership. It's not a bad thing at all. It's just a thing that you must do to protect the total value. Remember, a few sticks can start a fire. Don't get burned by your own sticks, and don't let lackadaisical thinking take your bundle of rights in a direction you never intended.
Well, you sound like the chart, because I spoke with the chart today. He actually wrote an article for his newsletter on the very same subject. And he'll probably send it to me later this evening. And so when I receive it, I'll send it to you, because I'm sure you'll find it enlightening.
Quite correct, probably.
Well, I'm not going to spoil the fun by telling you about it. I'm just going to send it to you.
Well, I'm the one that nicknamed him the chart. I did that for a reason. Okay. And a good reason. Okay. Here I am. I'm off the freeway. I'm back home. I hope the barbecue's not cold.
Okay, go have dinner.
No, not yet. I'm not home. I'm still driving. I said I was off the freeway. I still got to drive some more. It's a good time to make podcasts, though. Multitasking. Driving and creating content. Okay, so what'd you think about my last article that I shared with the public? Nostradamus' crystal ball. I mean, really, was it pretty close to what you see? Yes, it is.
I think you probably were very prescient in your evaluation of how this event is going to affect the industry that you work in.
It was a divine writing, I must tell you that for sure, because the idea hit me in the backyard and I just said, yep, that's it. Wrote it in 35 minutes, bam, done. Links, reference, everything, correct. I don't know, it was divine, had to be said. Because this is a new time. I mean, what is anything worth? What is anything worth? Nobody really knows. Well, the first thing we're going to find out, did you collect any rent? And then we can start there. Well, you know, the people the value just cratered. And it was bad enough with rent control, and that was going to go. Now we just got who knows what kind of control we got. Hand them the key control. I don't know. Get the vaccine. I don't know. It's just too many things. And it's too many people not working together. And too many people wanting to be the boss. I don't want to be the boss of a bunch of lepers, okay? We have a vibrant country. We've got the mechanism to create wealth. We did it already. For the whole world, many people would still be hobbling about. Yeah. Everybody's not even, but that wasn't the goal. Everybody has to do what they're going to do. You can't look upon covet somebody else's stuff, talk about, well, they have too much. They must divide. And that's all that I'm hearing going on. I'm not hearing about how to teach the people how to make any money. Enthuse the people toward profit. But no, you never hear that. You heard about the poor downtrodden civil worker or whoever they are, the whatchamahooses. Here comes a horde of bandits from across the border for whatever reason they coming for. I don't know. I didn't tell them to come. I mean, everybody wants to divide because it's already been accumulated. See, that's the thing. Oh, yeah, you stole it. I don't know. I didn't steal it from you or nobody you know. You know what I mean? Seriously, I'm stolen. Black people stolen merchandise. There you go. Uh-huh. We're the only people in America that's not immigrants. You can't say that an African-American is an immigrant. They did not choose to come here. So therefore, we got our own thing. Having said all that, we built America. So I think we should really love and defend it because this is what we built. We did it. There you go. Proof of concept. Where's my money? Basically. But, you know, not only that, it's a good construct. So, now they just need to pay reparations and we'll be cool. After that, but until then, we got to defend America because this is where the money is owed at. And even after that, it's a great place because you got paid. You have a lot of opportunity in America. America's not like every other place, this country, that country. What? We're not the same. We're different. That's what makes us great. We're all different. We don't need any more people. Don't try to slide that in. No.
So I did find something interesting posted by the Brookings Institute.
What was
it? So overall, they anticipate 60 million deaths in
20- just what I wanted to hear before I eat my barbecue.
60 million deaths overall in 2020. Oh, okay. I'm trying to explain to you what I just read, but I can't seem seem to get it out.
Wait. I'm trying to get them to come get this food. Hold on. I don't have what? No. I don't have legs. That's real. Boy. No good deed goes unpunished. I'm so glad that it's... I don't know.
At least you were polite about being insulted.
I'm not insulted. I was blowing a horn, so, you know. Women don't like to have the horn blown. But I don't know. Well, since you just said... Oh, about the Brookings Institute. What? Oh, 60,000.
Yes. 60 million people are anticipated to die in 2020 from all causes.
And how many was it last year?
I don't know. I
see, that's the thing we need here. We don't need things that aren't a thing.
Based on how many people died last year, they're projecting that 60 million people are going to die this year on, based on all causes.
Now, how many more is that than last year?
I don't know yet, because they don't know yet what the total effect of COVID-19 is going to be. But they're
They just made a projection.
Are you going to let me finish? But they're projecting.
I don't know.
They're projecting that COVID-19 for this year is going to represent 2% of all the deaths.
Oh, well, then there you go. Do a proportion. So 98% is last year's amount. So it's 2%.
This is a projection. These are just projections. They won't know until they have a final count. They won't know until they see how much further this is spreading. They're projecting 2%.
I don't say that. Does it say that? I mean, my mouth.
I just read to you what they said.
Right. They didn't say 2%.
They did say 2%. The projection for COVID-19 is going to be 2% of all deaths that we experience in 2020. And projected deaths for 2020 based on last year's projections are 60 million.
Yeah,
from
see,
all causes.
I don't know. But was this U.S. or the world?
This is the world, not the U.S. This is the world we're talking about. $60 million deaths in the U.S. would be quite a catastrophe.
Anywhere, 60 million deaths is a catastrophe. If it's natural death,
it's decades, all different kinds of death.
No. I'm just saying, 60 million. When that would not be an enormous number to even consider, would be over. I don't know. 2,000 years. I don't know. No. Death. Who wants to hear about death every day? That's just like...
Nobody does.
Death. I mean, you're seeing the chart. How many did? Like it's a contest. I mean... I don't know. Well, Barbara, I'm going to go and eat now. And
that's fine.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the people? Oh, yes.
Wash
your hands.
I would like to tell everyone to please wash their hands often. I put together a little spray bottle of hydrogen peroxide because a good friend of mine brought me 4 bottles of hydrogen peroxide. And that's a very, very effective method of killing the virus. And it doesn't stain things.
52 cent at Walmart. You got to bend down. They're on the bottom. Nobody wants to look.
Well, you seem to know quite a bit about it. So I would say, yes, wash your hands. Use your hydrogen peroxide on surfaces or on your hands. And stay safe, be well, and remain positive. A good, healthy immune system is based on a positive attitude, nutritious, healthy eating, a lot of good restful sleep, and exercise. So those are the things that are going to keep your immune system in good shape. And the biggest defense you have against this virus is a healthy immune system. So that's all I have to say. And I wish everyone well. And hopefully we'll have some better news the next time we all get together. Oh, and this is Good Friday and Happy Easter Day, one and all.
And I would say a better defense against the COVID. What is it?
COVID-19.
The coronavirus. Yeah, they got a lot of names. Chinese virus, coronavirus, the CCP virus. I mean, they got a host of names, but we all know what it is. it's a problem, and I would suggest we pray on it and take prayer serious, because it works. It may sound corny. Okay, that's fine. You're gonna wish you had some corn. What did Benjamin Franklin said? Some about corn.
I don't know. You're the Benjamin Franklin expert.
Well, basically, he's just saying,
Did he say don't be corny?
No, basically, work hard, save your corn, you'll have corn to sell and keep.
Aha, there you go.
Oh, it was about sluggards. While sluggards sleep, whatever, I guess the plowman plows deep, and then they'll have corn to sell and keep.
So it's a limerick.
He got himself some. You know, George Washington was over there smoking weed, probably, or whatever it was.
You know what they used to grow in every colonial garden? Because every colonial...
Weed!
that was one thing, because they did grow hemp. But the thing they used to grow in every colonial garden, because your personal garden at that particular time was like your medicine store. It was like your drug store. So people grew a lot of the plants they needed to keep themselves healthy. So one plant that everyone had was an opium poppy, at least one or two or ten.
There was a guy in our neighborhood, a Japanese guy. Little short man. He'd always be working on his plants on the side of the house. Oh, Garno. He never spoke to us. He spoke to us one time. And he said, "You see this plant? Don't ever touch this plant." And that was it. He had the whole Japanese gardener hat on, the whole look with the, you know. And I didn't, we were kids. I don't know why he's telling us, "I don't care about that plant." And we went on and played. We didn't realize that until years later that was opium he was growing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful plant. It's a beautiful flower. It's very pretty.
Barbara, but we weren't just coming by.
No,
we weren't
but
playing
he thought
by
you his... might be, you might be attracted by the look of the flower because it's unusual and it's actually very pretty. So he just wanted to make sure.
I think it looked like an onion, or like a small pomegranate or something.
Kind of has a pod-ish thing at the top. After it blooms, it makes a
pod.
We
never touched it. The same Japanese people still own that house. I bet that plant's still over there. Because, see, in my community... Oh, excuse me, I'm chewing these chicken wings. I had some chicken wings before.
Exactly. This maybe is not part of the podcast now. We should say ciao and...
Okay, this is my pod. It's our show. I do whatever I want on my show. But it's a New World Orders, New World Podcast.
Well, you can always cut this part out. The chicken licking good part.
Happened. Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
Oh. I got a little...
Why are you screaming?
I don't know. Probably frustrated. No. I know it comes and goes. Just to think of the enormity of what we're facing as humanity, I'm more so thinking about L.A. I mean, seriously, not just L.A. I'm not thinking that small. No, I'm thinking about the entire globe. Our supply chains are shuttered. Only thing we got, really, our Navy is intact. That's why it's such a sin that our sailors should be in peril, because we can't have people zipping about the ocean just delivering stuff without giving us our cut. See, everybody wants to break and run from the hegemon that's been holding everything together, whether we did it with extraordinary privilege or however we did it, they accepted the deal, and now you want to cut and run after we defended the whole globe all this time from the mad doctrine, space doctrine, any kind of doctrine. Yeah, we made it some couple of dollars, that just happens in the game, but our country is a good country, and I believe we've been atrociously molested, let us just say that. Man, woman, and child, even the old people scared to go to the store. You know, that's not what they need to be thinking about.
Well, the store can be a dangerous place.
No, I understand that, but that's not a concern they could have. And if this was a contrived negligence, then I believe that there's going to be a contrived response. Now...
Well, contrived or not contrived, the danger of it is still
exactly
the same.
And that's why the response must be equivalent or more But that's a podcast for another day.
Here's an article that you'd be interested in called The Coronavirus Will Reveal Hidden Vulnerabilities in Complex Global Supply Chains. I think you mentioned something about that in your article.
It's obvious. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Barbara, we're going to run out of some of the things we need for assembling stuff we need here. And I don't know. It's a worthy and admirable thing to make endless amount of ventilators, whatever, respirators, whatever we're making, but ventilators.
And they're not even effective.
Listen, they got those guys for $600.
They don't really help. They would help if you had pneumonia, but this virus doesn't give you pneumonia. It gives you a lung disease that is not pneumonia, so the ventilator doesn't really help.
We don't give medical advice or opinions here.
I'm not giving medical advice or opinion. I'm telling you exactly what has been reported.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what is the music that's suddenly competing with
I don't us? Hear any music. Wait a minute, I think I'm picking up some of Matthew's stuff. No?
Okay, it stopped.
Or maybe it was something on your... No, I hear it again. Hey, the blacklist comes on. I want to see who Raymond Reddington is going to kill this week.
Oh, well,
I think it's
okay.
Your phone. And here these guys...
There's nothing... There's nothing on my phone. The blacklist isn't on my
phone. I'm not saying it's on your phone. I said it comes on tonight. I have to listen.
Oh.
This is a skill set. It should be on the...
Well, I'm glad it comes on. I don't know if where to find it, honestly.
I have an app. It's right here. That's why I know. Did the music stop? Oh, look at that. That's kind of not bad.
Yeah, the music stopped a long time ago.
So the fat lady sag, huh? I hope not.
September 20th, 2019, 1:15 p.m. 10 strategies for reaching out to previous real estate clients. If you work in real estate, you'll come across countless properties while helping your clients buy and sell their homes or buildings. And in the process, you may discover a newly listed site that would be perfect for a previous client. Sharing the news with that person is a great way to grow your business and referrals, as long as it's done in a way that is respectful and of value to the customer. So what should people keep in mind before getting in touch? To find out, we asked the members of Forbes Real Estate Council to discuss their preferred methods for reaching out to former clients about potential properties and why they work. Here's what they said. The following excerpt is an answer given by Michael Polk of Polk Properties. For additional responses from members of the Forbes Real Estate Council, check out the full article on Forbes.com. Call them. You are busy. We all are. You feel that you are bothering the client out of the blue with a property for sale. You are not. Call them and share this information on your new deal. They will thank you if not interested. They will thank you if they are interested. You see, the fact you considered them could be just the diversion they need that day. Most likely, they will fill you in on their situation.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast. We plan on offering this up on a regular basis. Please subscribe, link in, friend up, however we need to stay engaged, please stay engaged. Thank you.